the rest of the story. June 1920. The Republican National Convention opened in Chicago. By the 11th, everybody was fed up and ready to go home. The problem was there were just too many presidential candidates. 13 main contenders, 16 less significant ones. Beyond those, practically everybody who crowded the old Chicago Coliseum had his own dark horse favorite. So there were the politicians and the delegates suffocating in the heat and humidity, frustrated by a recent waiter's strike and mounting hotel bills and shortening tempers and too many choices. That's why on the evening of Friday the 11th, the Kingmakers gathered to put an end to the wheel spinning. Their meeting place would be the Blackstone Hotel suite of Colonel George Harvey, number 40810, the so-called early American suite, most elegant accommodations, rich French walnut paneling, a fireplace flanked by stately wing chairs, large wood-shuttered windows overlooking Lake Michigan. The VIPs, senators mostly, planned to reach a quick decision and get to sleep early. What happened instead is the rest of the story. Senator Henry Cabot Lodge of Massachusetts called the meeting to order. Everybody seemed to agree there were two logical frontrunners, General Leonard Wood of New York and Illinois' Governor Frank Loudon. Somebody mentioned Senator Hiram Johnson of California. In the early balloting, he had seemed such a promising contender. But no, it was argued the assembled must confine their considerations to those two most popular and those two potentially most effective candidates. General Wood was the choice of big business, the favorite of Teddy Roosevelt's friends. He had commanded the Rough Riders during the Spanish-American War. Governor Loudon, too, would be an aggressive vote-getter. The nation's farmers regarded him highly. And yet, between these two outstanding prospective representatives of the Republican Party, the Republican Kingmakers simply could not decide who was the better. From this point on, the history of what happened behind those closed doors in the Blackstone Hotel suite becomes clouded. Years later, a Senate committee would hear approximately what you've just learned, but the rest is mostly rumor about arm twisting and big wheel deals and payoffs and power plays and pandemonium. But this much I can tell you for certain. By dawn, the Kingmakers had reached a desperation compromise decision. The Republican presidential candidate for the year 1920 would be a dark horse, Senator Warren G. Harding of Ohio. Hours later, as prescribed by the power brokers, Harding was voted the Republican Party's official nominee. The historic last-minute decision of the Wheeler dealers was not a wise one. The consequent Harding administration was stained with scandal and corruption and culminated in the death of Harding himself under mysterious circumstances. But something else came from that incredible night. A phrase. For all evening long and into the dark of the morning, the sequestered VIPs did more than huddle and haggle and finagle. They smoked cigars. They smoked incessantly. Harding's campaign manager reported this to the press the following day. And thus did an expression enter the vernacular, an expression describing any closed-door decision-making meeting away from a convention floor. For Suite 40810 in Chicago's Blackstone Hotel was the very first anywhere, was the one and only original smoke-filled room. Now you know the rest of the story.